Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
It's a music straight out of a Rehoboth. Rush featuring Lamont with No Surprise. It's 7:33. Thank you so much for choosing us this morning.
Yes, and as we promised a little bit earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation that is with Sean Nodia, and he's the founder of Namibian Marshall Rangers, which is an organization that not only fills some law enforcement gaps, but also provides protection services to the general public and also greater Namibian conservation efforts as well. We are obviously in December, and as much as we're excited about what the festivities are going to be for the month of December, you also can't help but think about your safety, and he's just going to contextualize holiday safety for us.
That's right. Abudi Sean.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
How's your morning, Buta?
Wonderful. It's a little bit cold here in Swakopmund at the moment, but we need you guys to bring the summer vibes here.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, Sean, it's good to have you back on air. The last time you were on air was with Paula and Shares on Fresh Air, where you told your story, and we heard the story, and it's admirable. But for today, though, we're looking at safety, Buta. We're looking at safety going into this December. What are some of the safety concerns that we're looking at right now? For either people that will be leaving their homes alone or that will be visiting other towns for their holiday.
Okay, yes, I'm a qualified safety officer and safety manager. It's one of the first things I did so that I could make sure that we can make Namibia better and safer. We've got at the Moola in Swakopmund, I've set up a whole lifeguard story with boats and people and lifeguards, because water safety is something that is very important. But then we have the safety of your homes. As you said, people are going away. They're leaving their stuff behind. They're not informing people they can trust to go and have a look. Just check up, make sure that everything is fine at the place where you stay. Some people are skeptical to let people know, hey, I'm going to be out of town, because then they think, somebody's going to rob them. Get somebody you trust. Get somebody you know that can just come past your place. There are even these people that offer services like house sitting and stuff like that. Let them come past. You don't want to come home from holiday and your place has been robbed. And it happens often, you know. Make sure you've got like security lights. Make sure that you leave a light on, you know. A thief is not going to... he's going to think twice if he comes to a house and he sees, there's a bedroom light on, you know? So at the end of the day, something like that is a precaution you can take by asking if you know your neighbor and you trust your neighbor. Tell him, look, I'm going to go for a few days away. Just keep an eye out, you know?
About a month ago or so, we had a conversation about house breakings on the show, and I can tell you right now, 90% of the folks that contributed said that they were victims of a house breaking. You are mentioning leaving a light on. You're mentioning bringing have someone in the house or to come check the house. What other deterrents do you have in mind for us?
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I always say to people that, you know, the bigger your security, the more the thief likes to come, because at the end of the day, he sees high security and he goes, oh, what is that person hiding? But you see, we've had this a lot.
Never even thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the more security you got, you know what, I'll be honest, when I was living in Windhoek, I would drive my old Mercedes-Benz around, and then when I'd park somewhere, I wouldn't even lock the car. I would just leave it and go. And my car was never, ever broken into because, you know, people would not suspect it. But when you got these high-end and high fences and electrics, people are like, hey, what's that person got?
What's inside? Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's inside the box? So curiosity is one of humans' biggest downfalls, you know what I mean? We see this also with, like, where it says, do not fish. We know this as children. guys, don't touch that. Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Why not? Let me try.
Why am I not allowed to touch it? You
yeah.
know? So, yeah, but, you know, just keep it real. You know, as I said, let your neighbors know. Let a friend that is going to be staying behind in Windhoek or wherever your residential area is,
mm-hmm.
ask them to pop around. Just drive past, see if anything looks suspicious. You can leave like a thing like a pamphlet in the door of your house so that when your friend drives around, he sees, the pamphlet is still there.
Ah.
If the pamphlet is not there, that means somebody has entered the premises.
The premises, yeah, yeah.
And you see, so he doesn't actually have to go in and check.
Just that one thing could be telling enough, hey?
Yes.
But Sean, I just want you to probably emphasize the importance of being part of the Neighborhood Watch, for example, you know, especially during times like this.
Brilliant. Yes. Neighborhood Watch, community services, notify. If you're in a residential area, most residential areas have Neighborhood Watches. Most farms have the same kind of project. Just notify them.
Mm.
Give them a call. Say, hey, guys, I'll be leaving here and I'll be back here. While you guys doing your patrol, just have a look in and see if my place is fine. Because that way you also build a community up where people are in touch with each other. Remember, we share this planet together. We share our residential areas together. We act like we are individuals and we are living in our own little bubbles, but we're not. And this is where it comes also to road safety. We don't drive on the roads as if we are with other people, people who have loved ones, people who have destinations.
Mm.
We drive as if we own the roads. Same thing with our houses. We live like our own little kings in our own little bubble. But at the end of the day, we live in residential areas. So let the Neighborhood Watch know. Let them know, look, I'm going to go away. If you've got a security system, make sure your security company comes and does a test just before you go on holiday to make sure that your alarms, that your beams, that your eyes, those things are working. Make sure that they've got the signal reading in their offices. And that way, you know, when you go away, all things are well.
All right. Sean, hold the line for us. We'll continue with this conversation in a bit. I'm happy that you touched on road safety. And also early on in your opening conversation, you mentioned water safety and what you've got set up. We'll get into that in a bit.
Very big and very important. I'm on standby.
All right. Cheers. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's 7:41. We've got Sean Odia online.
Some Nambob celebrate life advice from Tune in to Fresh FM. Stay aware and arrive with care. Drive safely.
That's right, 7:48 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, the NSK and Shekwan, your favorites on your radio. And today we're making it all about safety. We're planting that seed right now in your head, right
Come
now.
On.
As you're planning your holiday, as you're planning your movement going into this December and January. We still have having that conversation with Abudi Sean Odia, the founder of the Namibia Marshall Rangers. Abudi Sean.
Yes, I'm here.
Earlier on, you mentioned water safety, and you mentioned that your team has set up a whole lifeguard situation. Walk us through this, because drowning at the coast during the holiday is a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yes, that is indeed. But let me quickly add to your traffic report. We've just an abnormal truck leave Walvis Bay, and it will be heading on the back road on our national road. So please, if you're this side, be careful, be safe. And yeah, let's get to the water
issue.
Thank
you so much.
No problem. As I said, we will keep you updated. FM, you are welcome to stay in tune with us. We've got traffic reports the whole December, giving live reports from scenes, stuff like that. So we will give you whatever we get.
100%.
Let's go to the water safety. Sadly, we've had already 4 drownings this year off the Swakopmund jetty alone. I've had to recover 4 bodies already. Right. And this is sadly a tragedy when it comes to the coast and water. We've had some youngsters that have drowned. We've had some near drownings, and this is mainly due to neglect. We have young children playing in the water without adult supervision, and that is a very, very big problem, because you cannot turn your back on the ocean. The ocean is a powerful force. It is a powerful source of energy, and you cannot estimate the current by looking from the top. The undercurrent is stronger than what it looks on the top, and that's why we ask people never swim alone. Even if you are a good swimmer, you get things like riptides, where it looks calm, and the next thing, there are two currents coming from left and right, and then it becomes like a washing machine. It takes you and it swirls you around and around. And what happens is, most people that drown, it's either because they got a cramp or because they panic. And when you panic, you swallow a lot of water, and that's when they go down, and that's when they drown. And we are asking people, number one, don't go and swim alone. We've put in a lot of effort. The Namibian Marshall Rangers has covered the whole West Coast. We have sponsored the lifeguards this year. I've sent some of our members for training. They've got certified. I've got vessels in the water, jet skis. We are organized. We even have a motorized paraglider that will be flying around over the coastline to make sure that we maintain our water safety. The Mula at Swakopmund looks like a calm little place to go and swim. You won't believe, but I've dealt with, in the last 3 years of being in Swakopmund, 14 cases.
What?
Yes, it is unbelievable. People think, oh, it's just a small body of water. Then you think people are actually drowning in swimming pools, so it's not hard to believe.
And you know what, Sean? That actually leads me to my next question, just to anyone who's listening right now who would probably just want some information on emergency services that are probably available in cases where there are accidents that happen over the festive season or other urgent situations. Is there a direct line that you can perhaps share with us?
Oh, yes, please. We have a call center that is operating 24 hours a day. This is for almost every single emergency. We've built a huge network called NAMSTRONG, which basically means we're working together with officials, we're working with emergency services, we work together with the general public, and that way we keep each other, and through the radio stations like yourselves, we keep the nation informed. We have a very, very easy number. It's 919. So it's a simple 919. It's toll-free.
Toll-free,
be called from any device. We have a controller. The controller will notify the relevant services anywhere in Namibia. It doesn't matter where you are in Namibia. You can call us. We will do our utmost best to make sure you get help. Then you must also not forget the MVA funds number. Very important. It's a 9682. That is, if you see an accident or you're involved in an accident, best would be call their control center. They will make sure that all the relevant services get out there.
All right. Sean Nodier, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your service to this incredible country that you know, we all love. And we will be keeping in touch with you, especially in terms of the reports. But we'll discuss that off air. Bye, Dangiputa.
No problem. And just remember, the more we work together, the stronger a nation.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sean. That's the Namibia's Marshall Ranger with us talking just about what you need to do, how you need to move, those safety numbers, the direct line for emergencies.
919. Yes, that's a toll-free number. And then all the MVA Fund one is 9682.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Let's leave it at that. Coco Jones is up next. We've got a voice note that we need to play. Stick around. How come
when I see your breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.